Shia, the guys who are coming for Shabbos. Okay, so right after Shia this week. We had a few unanswered questions yesterday. I have answers to two out of the three. The question is that was raised, if Uba Yerachimo and the mother gives birth to a daughter, is she Asura Lekoyen? Does she have the status of a Giyuris or a status of a Yisraelis? And the answer is clearly she has the status of a Giyuris and she's Asura Lekoyen. Makes no difference whether, as far as Asura Lekoyen, whether Uba Yerachimo or Uba Lav Yerachimo. And I found a raya to that in a Ritva in Ksuvis on Daf Yud Aleph in the Sugi of Ger Kotten. So maybe we'll see that Ritva when we do Ger Kotten. But that's clear that it's just that if Uba Yerachimo, the geris of the mother is the geris on the child, because the child is part of the mother. But it's a din of geris. So she has a status of a geris. The other question that was raised is in the case of the tefillah of shichrur by the eved, when an eved is meshuchra, so you have to do the tefillah, and the question, the Ramban raised the question, why didn't they have to do a hatovas damris? Ramban brought Teresus Teretz because the tefillah is only the rabbanon, so the rabbanon were not misakin hatovas damris because there's tsar, there could be sakona from it. And the Ramban himself answered, it's like Shevet Levi. The original Mila that was done is going to be effective, just like by Shevet Levi in Mitzrayim, even though it was not done for the purpose of Gerus. But still, that Mila is going to be effective. There's no need for Atos Damris. So the question was raised, what about the according to Shitas HaRambam? And the Rambam held by Shevet Levi that you would need Atos Damris. So I think the answer is very simple, because by Shevet Levi, it was not L'Shem Geirus at all. It was L'Shem Mitzvah Mila that was given to Avraham Avinu. But over here, by the case of the Eved, it is L'Shem Geirus. It's only a partial Geirus. It's a Mixas Geirus, the Rambam says, when he becomes an Eved. And later on, it's a Gemar HaGeirus. But since the Mila, the Etzem Mila, was L'Shem Geirus, to become a Jew, right? To become an Eved Kenani who has the status of a Jew. So the Rambam would agree. It's very different than Shevet Levi, where there was no L'Shem Geirus at all over there, right? Because the Shevet Levi was doing Mila in Mitzrayim because of the mitzvah that was given to Avraham Avinu. So that's why he said you need Hatovas Damris. Mashen came over here, where Avdus is a Mixas Geirus, the Rambam says. The Teretz of the Chazon Ish on Reb Chaim, I don't have. I don't have yet. I don't think I probably won't get a Teretz, but we have to work on it. You need a Shabbos for a Kasha like that. Chazon Ish used to say, there are certain Chidushim that you can come up on Shabbos that it's not Shayach during the week. Shabbos you have Neshama Yaseva. So that means you have a Bina Yaseva also. So maybe Shabbos will provide an insight into that kasha.
Rabbi is looking for an
dinner or Shabbos dinner. Yeah. What? It's a teretz on the kasha. So it's that's a chiddush. Yeah, that's all. I don't.
So either way,
whatever you want to call it. Let's not be technical.
He never says it.
But we're assuming. Reb Chaim's assuming that there would be tefillah. Yeah. He's assuming that. Not the Avdi Nezer. Not the Avdi Nezer. Reb Chaim's assuming that. He assumes that.
In the
Rambam. Sure. He's assuming. Look at Reb Chaim again. Sure. Yeah. Otherwise, he would have had a very, very simple teretz. One paragraph from the Avdi Nezer. He doesn't. He holds that there is going to be a tefillah, and to answer this kasha of tzi v'kant v'iskachi, and but the purpose of tefillah, both by the Evin, by the Shulchan, so is the. Okay. The Gemara said that koshin gerin li Yisrael kisapachas, right? So that's why they tried to be doiche the ger initially, the porish nifrosh, because Rav Chelbo said koshin gerin li Yisrael kisapachas lichti v'nilve haker aleim v'nismechu al beitz Yaakov. There are many pshatim that Tosis gives on this Gemara. Let's just see our Tosis. Koshin gerin li Yisrael kisapachas. The fish ain't bekiyim v'dituke mitzvahs v'Yisrael lemeidim mimaseihim, because they're not medactic in mitzvahs, and Yisrael can learn from their ways. V'meseches nida perish bekuntri as od loshenachem mishum dekol Yisrael arevim zevazeh. So Rashi in Nida says because kol Yisrael arevim zevazeh, and therefore we're responsible for the actions of the gerim, and Rashi hiksha. The hiksha, the beperek elo nemori, mashma shalohayu arevim al agerim, the lochoshi hosam arevus shal erevra. The Gemara in Saita says that every Jew was mekabel a bris of arevus on shishim ribo, other Jews. Right? That was the number of brisin. They were mekabel a bris of arevus, of kol Yisrael arevim zelaz and shishim ribo. It doesn't mention the Erev Rav. So Erev Rav were Gerim. So therefore Rashi says on that Gemara, you see, that there was no Arevus for Gerim. There's no concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelozeh on Gerim. Tosis in Nida wants to answer this Kasha that Rashi raises, and Tosis in Nida says that the reason why the Gemara doesn't mention that there really is arevus for gerim, but why doesn't the Gemara mention the arevus on gerim only shishim ribo Yisrael? Because lo yod hecheshbeinu, we don't know how many people there were in the erev rav, and Tosis says that's not true, because there's a mechilta that says the erev rav was kiflayim ki yotzei mitzrayim, twice shishim ribo. So we do know how many people there were in the Erev Rav. So if there were a Kabbalah Arevus for the Erev Rav, so why didn't the Gemara mention the numbers, right? So the Ma'arit in Kiddushin, it's the same Tosis in Kiddushin who even has more answers. The Ma'arit in Kiddushin says that Enochanami, maybe there were twice Shishim Ribo, but it's not mefurish in the psukim, and therefore the Gemara doesn't mention that. That's a medrash like that. Yes.
I'm assuming the same svara applies to why arvos applies to, let's say, men over 60, even though 600,000 is only. Do you know how many?
Yeah, you don't see that, and you don't see anyone in the rishonim who mentions that there wouldn't be arvos for less than 20 and for more than 60. I imagine once there's arevus for men, the shishim ribo, so then the arevus it's not going to make a difference in terms of their ages. But the lichayra from based on this line of reasoning, that if there's no arevus for gerim, right, because gerim are not mentioned there in the Gemara, so then there should also be no arevus for whom else? What? Who else? The Gemara mentions this arevus only for shishim ribo, right? That's the men. Noshim v'tav, right? Also, there should not be bichlal arevus, right? And that is there's a whole discussion about that in the Paiskim about that. First of all, the Ma'arit says he finds it very difficult to say that there's no arevus for gerim because of the Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara in Shavuos says that in Arvis Mayav, in Parshas Nitzavim, Klal Yisrael entered into a bris with the Shavuah, in which they took a Shavuah of arevus. A Shavuah of arevus for Kol Ish Yisrael, and for gerim hasidim, they were all bichlal the shua in arvis mayav, and they were bichlal the bris of arevus. So he wants to say, the Ma'arit wants to say possibly that there was arevus. We have arevus on gerim, and on Nashim, but they don't have Arevus on us. Right? That's, we'll come back to that, because the Dogon Ravava also entertains such a possibility. But that there's Arevus one way. It's not a mutual Arevus. It's not called Yisrael Arevim Zel or Zer, mutual responsibility. But there's an Arevus only one way, the Marid says, that we're Arev on them, on Gerim, and on Noshim, but they're not Arev on us. We'll see the Nafkaminis in terms of this. But there is definitely a possibility, and that Rashi brings down such a Shita, that there is no Arevus on Gerim, right? According to that, it should come out that the din of Yotza Moitzi should not apply by Gerim, because the halacha is, I can be Motzi someone else in Kiddush, right, based on Shemeya Kiyoyne. What happens if I was already Yotze Kiddush? I can still be Moitzi them. That's the din of Yotza Moitzi, right? What's that based on? I'm not Mechuyu Bidova anymore. You can only be Motzi somebody if you're Mechuyu Bidova, right? So what's that based on? The Arvus, right? It's a Gemara at the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah. It's based on the principle of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zel Hazeh. So if we say that there's no Arvus by Gerim or by Noshim, so then there shouldn't be a din of Yotza Maitzi, right? That would be a tremendous Chiddush. And actually, who points this out? Who points it out? The Prima Godim. Prima Godim is going on a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh moinim ger mi liol shliach tzibur. Some people say a ger should not be a shliach tzibur. Why? So the Mishnah Brura says, because they hold the ger cannot say Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoseinu. Right? You can't say Elokei Avoseinu. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Nidchu divrei, not true. A ger can be a shliach tzibur. Why? Because Avram Avinu was Avhamon Goyim. So you can say Elokeinu, a ger can say Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoseinu. Right? That's the shayla over here in Shulchan Aruch. So the Prima Godim on this halacha in Shulchan Aruch says that the din of Yotza Maitzi, which is based on Arevus, he would imagine that it would not apply by Gerim or by Noshim, because they're not Bichlal Arevus. And therefore, since Yotza Motzi applies, Yotza Motzi is a din based on Arevus, that through the principle of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, you become Mechuyav to help another Jew be Yotze a mitzvah, even though you already were Yotze the mitzvah. So if they have no Arevus. Where did he get this idea that they have no Arevus? Right? Where did he get this idea? He really got it from the Rosh. He got it from the Rosh in Brachis, that the Rosh in Brachis on the sugya of whether Noshi Mechayovis and Birchas Amos and Min HaTorah or Midrabanan, so the Rosh says the following. The Rosh says, if let's say that we know the Chiyuv Birchas Amos and Min HaTorah is only if you ate Kidei Sviya. If you ate a Kizayis, you're only Mechuyov Midrabanan. So the Rosh says that if one person, one man, ate a kizayis, mechuyu derabonin, and another man ate kidei sviyas, mechuyu midoraisa, can the mechuyu derabonin be motzi the mechuyu deraisa? He can. So even though he's only derabonin, but he can be motzi the mechuyu deraisa. Why? Because it's no worse than yotza motzi, because he has a din of arevus. That the Lashon HaRosh is Orev Hu Ba'avuron. He is Orev for other Jews. All of Hu Lahatzilon Me'avon. V'lifta Oysa Min HaMitzvah. You have to help them. Be Yotzei Mitzvah. So based on Kol Yisrael, Orev Yimzel HaZeh. The Mechuyav Drabonin can be mostly the Mechuyav Deiraisa. The person who ate Kizayis can be mostly the person who ate Kedei Tzviya. But that only applies by men, the Rosh says. It's not going to apply by a woman, but a woman, Isha, Eina Bichlal Ha'arevus, and therefore she cannot be Motzi, she can only be Motzi someone who's also Mechuyav Derabban, right? Since an Isha is also, possibly also only Derabbanan, it's a suffix, so we have to treat her as if she's only Mechuyav Midrabbanan, and therefore she can only be Motzi someone else's Mechuyav Derabban. So then there are equal levels of Chiyuv. right? She's the Rabbanan, and she's being motzi someone who's the Rabbanan. Only if someone ate kezayis, and she ate a kezayis, she can be motzi another person. But if the other person ate kedesiya, the chayiv deraisa, and she only ate kezayis, she cannot be motzi them. Right? That's the Russian brachas. Why? Because there's no din arevus by noshim. So the Kriya Hagadim says, in the same way that there's no din arevus by noshim, there's no din arevus by gerim. He doesn't quote our Rashi and Tosis about that, but just like, what's the svara? There's no arevus for noshim because they were not in the Gemara in Saita, right? They were not counted for the bris of arevus. So gerim also were not counted for the bris of arevus. So that's what he wanted to say. The Prima Godim initially thought that there's no arevus by noshim or by gerim. But then he says, when he came across this mechader, that a ger can be a shliach tzibur and be motzi the tzibur in chazoras hashatz. Right? So you see that there is arevus by a ger. There's an arevus by a ger. Because what? He was yoytze tefillah already in the tefillah balachash, and now he's being motzi others, right, with the Chazara Sashatz. So you see that there's a din of Yotza Motzi by a ger. Must be that he has a din of Arevus. And to say that Chazal were misaking a special chov on the Shliach Tzibur to say the Chazara Sashatz, it's a new chiyuv. It's not based on the din of Yotza Motzi, not based on the din of Arevus. So, and even if there's no, but ain't no boki there, but still he says you can't say that. You can't say. It has to be based on the din of Yotza Motzi, because since according to many Rishonim, Tefillah is Deiraisa, once a day is Deiraisa. And so how can the Shliach Tzibur be Motzi? He was already Yotze, his Chiyuv Tefillah, right? Midoiraisa. He's only Durabonan now. How could it be mostly somebody who didn't daven yet, right? Who's chayiv d'oraisa? Must be that there's a din of arevus. That's why the Rabbanan, you already yotza motzi. So it's based on arevus. So you see, there is arevus for a ger. That's the Prima Godin. That's how the Prima Godin paskins l'maisa, that there is arevus for a ger and there is arevus for noshim. But he entertained the Havamina that there's no arevus for gerim or for noshim. Now gerim, we see as Rishonim already. Rishonim talk about that in terms of gerim. And noshim is the Russian brachas. The Russian brachas who says that Isha is not bichlal arevus, and therefore by Birkas HaMazon, she can only be motzi someone who ate kezayis, she is the Rabbanan, and the other person is also the Rabbanan. However, this is really a very, very big discussion about arevus by noshim, whether there is arevus or not. How to interpret that rush? And that's a Dogum Ravova and a Rabbi Kivega, very famous machlokes between the Dogum Ravova and Rabbi Kivega, which has tremendous, tremendous ramifications lehalacha. The Dogum Ravova interpreted the rush, that when the rush says, ein arevus lenoshim, he means simply there's no din of kol Yisrael arevim zeh lo zeh by noshim, and therefore the Dogum Miravava, it's in the Dogum Miravava on Shulchan Aruch in Hilchis Kiddush, Rabbi Kivega quotes it here in the Truva. If you have the Truvas Rabbi Kivega, I'd like to read through these paragraphs in the Truvas Rabbi Kivega, because I don't know how many of you got through this, but he quotes the Dogum Miravava. Let's say a man davened Ma'ariv Friday night. So we, according to the Magen Avraham, you yoytze kiddush d'oraisa in tefillas Ma'ariv. Comes home, he's only chayiv to say kiddush al hayayin midrabbanan. His wife is chayiv, what?
Midoraisa.
No, she mechayiv in kiddush midoraisa. Right? So can he be motzi? Don't worry, raise the question. If she didn't daven Ma'ariv, which she doesn't, usually, women don't usually daven Ma'ariv, even Friday night they don't daven. She's chayiv in Kiddush Deraisa. He was Yoytzi the Chiyuv Deraisa in Tvila, so he is only a Chiyuv Derabbanan. So can he be Motzi his wife. So the Dogen Revove says, Isha kvar hispalel, eino yochol lahotzi l'isha delo hispalelo. Dohum echuyiv da'abonin, v'lo mapik lo mechiyuve da'iraisa, do di yotza motzi hu mitam arevos. The din of yotza motzi is based on arevos. Noshim eino bichlal arevos, kemo shekosav harosh. In brachas, noshim not bichlal arevus. What does that mean? Noshim not bichlal arevus. There's no din called yisrael arevim zela zeh, right? For a man for a woman or a woman for a man, right? There's no din arevus. And what is that based on? That's based on the gemara in Saita, because noshim are not mentioned there in terms of arevus. Only shishim ribo who were on noshim. Ela demistapek. However, the Dogon Mirevove has a sofik about this, and he has a sofik. When we say, when the Rosh says that Noshim are not bichlal arevus, what does that mean? Does that mean, maybe it means that just like Noshim have no arevus for men to be motzi them, men also have no arevus for Noshim? Or maybe it means that Noshim have no arevus for men, but men do have arevus for Noshim. Right? That's a sofik in the Dogen Revolver. And therefore the Dogen Revolver says that certainly an Isha who was Yotzei Kiddush, right? She was Yotzei Kiddush, and now she wants to be Motzi somebody else who was not Yotzei Kiddush, she certainly, Dogen Revolver says, she certainly cannot be Motzi of someone who was not Yotzei Kiddush. Why? Because she has no arevus v'men. Whether a man who was Yotzei Kiddush can be Motzi an Isha who was not Yotzei Kiddush, right? So that's a sofik in the Dogen Revolver, and therefore according to Dogen Revolver you shouldn't do it. She should say her own Kiddush rather than be Yotze with the man. Tremendous Kiddush. That means according to the Dogen Revolver, right, every time a man comes home for shul Friday night, he was Yotze the mitzvah deraisa of Kiddush in Shmona Esrei according to the Magen Avraham. So you can't really be Motzi his wife in Kiddush. She should really say her own Kiddush. That's what comes out according to the Dogen Revolver, right? L'maisa, the Bir Halacha, there are two tainis on this Dogen Revolver. One is the Bir Halacha as a taina on the Etzem Magen Avraham, that he says you cannot be Yotzei Kiddush Doraisa in Shmona Esrei. Anybody know why? Two reasons the Bir Halacha gives. Why? What? No. Midoraisa, you don't need Kiddush Mimakam Suda. Anybody know why? Long Bir Halacha in Hilchos Kiddush. What? The what? I can't hear. No, Al Khis is the Rabban.
Where
the
Ram says the right to see
each other? What?
You can't read
them. Ram doesn't say you're Yotzei Yechid, but the Magen Avraham says you are. So why does the Bir Halacha say you're not Yotzei? Two reasons. One, because you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Kiddush. Gemara in Pesachim says, and in Shmona Esrei of Ma'ariv, there is no mention of Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. That's number one. Number two, you have no kavona. When you're davening Ma'ariv, you don't have kavona to be Yotzei Kiddush. And mitzvah tzriches kavona. Look at the Bir Halacha. I don't want to go into that, you know, down that derech, because it's really tangential to what we're talking about. But look up that Bir Halacha. It's really a very important Bir Halacha that everybody should know. But there's a Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega argues on the Dogen Revolver for a much more fundamental reason. Rabbi Kivega says that the Rosh never meant to say there's no din arevus by Noshim. Never meant to say that. There is arevus by Noshim, just like there's arevus by Anoshim, right? By men and by women. And that's what the Rabbi Kivega says. Lo nira kein dein chilu klal ben ish le'isha le'inyin arevus lo matzino bishum duchto de'isha lo yeh hadin. We never find that by a woman there's no din of yotza motzi. He brings a raya from the maisa with Yanei Hamelach, the gemara in Shlosha Sha'achlu in Brachis, right? By Yanei Malko Malkaso that they ate bread, and Shimon ben Shetach would have eaten a kezayis. He could have been motzi both Yanei and his wife. Right? We assume that Yanai and his wife ate kedei sviya. They were chayiv deraisa. Shimon ben Shetach ate only a kezayis. He was only mechuyiv derabbanan, but he could have been motzi Yanai and his wife. Right? If there's no din areivus, how can a mechuyev de rabbanon be motzi a mechuyev an isha who's mechuyev de raisa? Right? On the tzad that noshi mechayovis and birkas amozah mi de raisa, which is a sofik in the Gemara in the third paragraph in Brachas. So Rav Kivega says, and there you see that there is a din of areivus of yotza motzi, a man for a woman. So you can't say that there's no dinar, that there's not dinar reis. Unless you say, like the dogma Vova had a tzad to say, there's a reis, a man for a woman, but a woman not for a man. Right? Unless you'll say that. But Pashtus, there's no such distinction. Right? There's no Pashtus, there's no such distinction. So we see from that Gemara, there is a dinar reis by Noshi, even though they're not mentioned in the Gemara in Saita. Right? And you can answer that very simply the way Tosis answers. Why isn't the Erev Rav mentioned? We don't know numbers. So we don't know the numbers of the women of Noshin Vitaf. We only know Shishim Ribo, the Torah says. Right? So we don't know the numbers. So Noshim, Rabbi Girego holds that Noshim are bichlal arevus. They have it in the various. So what does the Rosh mean when he says that Noshim are not bichlal arevus, and therefore an Ishan Birchas Amozin can only be motzi, that since there's a tzad that she's the rabbon and she can only be motzi someone who's mechuyev the rabbon and only someone who ate a kizayis. So Rabbi Kivega says, and this is a tremendous nekuda that Rabbi Kivega raises. Elanira lanias daiti de kavonas arosh lechale ben yotza motzi uvein eino mechuyev be mitzvah zu ba'atzmuso. There's a difference between the din of yotza motzi, which noshim are bichlal because they're bichlal arevus, and the din of someone who's not chayev be'etzem, intrinsically they're not chayev in that mitzvah. The arevus rak b'misha mechuyev gam kein b'mitzvah. So arevus only applies to someone who is chayev in that mitzvah, but they were already yotzei. So we say yotza motzi midin kol Yisrael arevim zelozeh. But if they're not chayiv in the mitzvah at all, there's no din arevus. Arevus stems from if you're chayiv in that mitzvah, but you were yotzei already, then there's a din of arevus, you're yotza motzi. But if you're not chayiv in that mitzvah at all, so then there's no din arevus. So Mimela, that's what the Rosh is saying. The Rosh is saying if you're not a bar chiyuva in the mitzvah, the haynu lefi atzad, the noshim ainu chayovis bebirchas amozon midoraisa, ainu marevi mal mitzvah de birchas amozon. On the tzad that women are only chayiv in birchas amozon midorabon and then achayiv midoraisa, then on that tzad they don't have a din arevus to be motzi someone else, right? Someone who ate kidei sviya doraisa, they cannot be motzi that person because they have no din arevus. Because they themselves are not chayiv in the mitzvah of birchas amozon mida eraisa. That's what the Rosh means. Avol b'mitzvah de noshim chayoves gam heima bichlal areves. Shehu gam kein dina di yotza motzi. But in the mitzvah in which noshim are chayoves, like kiddush, they're chayoves in kiddush mida eraisa. If a woman would be yotze kiddush already, she could be motzi another person who was not yet yotze kiddush, based on yotza motzi, because she is chad, she has a din of arevus. So the machloikis between the Dogel Miravov and Rabbi Kivega is how to understand the Rosh. When the Rosh says that noshim eino bichlal arevus, according to the Dogel Miravov, noshim eino bichlal arevus, in general, there's no principle of calling Yisrael arevim zela zevai noshim. Why? Because they will not bichlal the bris of arevus that took place in Arvis Moyov, or Hargrizim and Harevel was also a bris of Arevus. Masha Enkein, the Rabbi Kivega said, of course Noshim are Bichlal Arevus. But they're only Bichlal Arevus by those mitzvahs that they're chayiv in. By Birkas Hamozin. If an Isha is only chayiv midrabon, she's not chayiv doraisa, she doesn't have a din of Arevus, to be motzi someone who is doraisa. She can only be motzi someone who's the rabon, who's an equal level chiyuv as she is. But not to be motzi someone who's deraisa because she's not bichlal the din of areves, but her mitzvah kiddush that she's chayiv in kiddush, so certainly she's bichlal areves. So that is so. According to Rabbi Kivega, the husband comes home and he was already yotze the mitzvah deraisa. He certainly can be motzi his wife in kiddush, even though she's chayiv deraisa. He's only chayiv derabbanan because yotze motzi applies by noshim. There is a din of areves, and it works both ways. An Isha who was Yotze the Mitzvah Kiddush, Doraisa, right? She can be Motzi, somebody else who was not Yotze yet, because the Din of Arevus applies by Noshim. So, Halacha Lamaise, Halacha Lamaise, Primogodim, Rabbi Kivega, Paskin, there is a Din of Arevus by Gerim, there's a Din of Arevus by Noshim as well. Okay? So it's a little bit of a tangent, but the Tosfos raises an interesting shita. There is some other Teirutzim in Tosfos. Tosfos also answers Koshim Gerim LiYisrael Kesarpachas, because Misorvim Behem Ve'en Shechina Shoyre Ela Al Mishpoches HaMiyuchoses Shevi Yisrael. Right? They marry, Mishpachas Gerim marries into Klal Yisrael, they're not a Mishpocha Miyuchoses, and therefore there's no Hashvas HaShechina on such a mishpacha, so it detracts from the Hashvas HaShechina in Klal Yisrael. The Maharit in Kiddushin disagrees. He asks on this teretz. Anybody know what the Maharit asks on this teretz? Shechina Shuyan Gerim. And what does it mean? A mishpacha is miyuchasos. Mishpacha is Gerim is not psulim. Mishpacha psula. When there's a psul in the mishpacha, then there's no hashras hashchina, right? Gerim is not psul; it's not a psul in the mishpacha. So there is hashras hashchina mishpachas gerim, and he brings a raya from whom? From Avadya Hanovi. Avadya was a ger edoimi, and yet he became a novi. He had hashras hashchina. So you can't. So yes, a very strong kashas on this teretz in Taisis. And then Taisis brings another teretz. The fisher biyosa huzaru Yisrael al agerim ve yecholim li zoyah me oino ason loisaynu es agerim, because there were 24 times in the Torah where it says that you're not supposed to cause tzar to gerim, and therefore even more than by Yisrael. So therefore koshim gerim li Yisrael kesapachas, because we're over many averis as a result of that, because we're not so nisar in the. In how we treat Gerim. The Tosis in Kiddushin brings down the teretz of Rav Avram Hager. Rav Avram Hager, two more teretzim he brings down. What's the teretz of Rav Avram Hager? The medaktik, the more medaktik in mitzvahs, and therefore they put us in a bad light. Right? Kivitok Kein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masker Avon the same Shayisel Sheinosim Ritzom, right? That's the Rav Avraham Hager, and the Maharit also asks on that teretz. It's not mashva that way from the Gemara in Kiddushin, because the Gemara in Kiddushin ties this in with another Gemara, not in Kiddushin. Sorry, Gemara Nida ties it in with a Gemara that says. Hagerim v'mesachakim b'tinoikas ma'akvim es ha-Mashiach. And they bring down Reb Chelva's statement, Koshim Gerim k'li Yisrael k'sapachas. It's mashma because of certain bad deeds that they do. Not that they're greater tzaddikim. One could answer that. Therefore it puts us in bad light, and therefore that's ma'akiv. The ma'akiv is ha-Mashiach. But it's really, you know, sometimes you see Gerim who are so medactic in mitzvahs that it does put us in a bad light, right? And other times, though, you see Gerim. Unfortunately, there are many, many Gerim who are choizel l'suron, and they do averis, but yet they call themselves Yisrael. And as we'll learn the sugya where they're megaya, they have ulterior motives in the Gerus, l'shem mishus, for other reasons. Not l'shem shemaim, right? So you have both kinds of gerim. And there's one other pshat that Tosfos says that al yedei gerim Yisrael begolus ki da'ama b'vnei ma Yisrael mefuzorim bechol arotzes yosem yishur akum kidei shitoisu aleihem gerim. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu dispersed klal Yisrael throughout the world kidei shitoisu aleihem gerim. So that's the koshim gerim Yisrael. It's difficult for us in order to get Gerim. And Tosfos rejects that pshat because the Gemara says over here in Yevamis that Koshim Gerim Yisrael Kesapachas is it seems to be Bosar Sheis Gairu Koshivim, after the Gairus, not before the Gairus. Right? Not Kadeshi Tosu Aleihim, Kadeshi Tosu Aleihim Gairus. Okay, so let's go right in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Modiyim also, Avon Lecha Shichacho Peo Mai Sironi, Mai Taimo, Rochia Barabo, Rav Yochan, Benoyach Nera, Galpochus Misha Vepruto, Volo Nitan Lehi Shavain. Right? So why are we Modiyah specifically the oven of Lecha Shichacho and Peo? Because a Benoyach is Nera, Galpochus Misha Vepruto, Volo Nitan Lehi Shavain, there is no mitzvah Hashava. Benoyach, why is a Benoyach Nerag on Pachas Mishavah? Yisrael is only over Gezel on a Shavah Pruta. Why is Benoyach different than even Pachas Mishavah Pruta? The what? Yeah, but there's a reason for it. And the reason the Gemara is bringing this down because of that reason. What? They're not Moichel Amamin, even on Pachas Mishavah Pruta. Right? It's a Gemara in Kiddushin. I'm sorry, Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that they're not b'nei mechila. Doesn't mean they can't be meichel, but they're not meichel, right? Because they're so makbid, even on a pachas mishav v'pruta, so they're not meichel on that. Whereas Yisrael, have more rachmonis, and they're not so makbid on such a small amount of money, and therefore a benoyach is nerag al pachas mishav v'pruta is bichlal his gezel. And he doesn't have to, he's Nerag, but he doesn't have to return the money that he stole. Why not? So Rashi explains, because of because he has no mitzvah hashova, right? The Heshes Agzela Shegozal only applies by Yisrael, not by a Ben Noyach. His oinesh is as horason zuhi misoson. Right? On any one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, a Ben Noyach is Nerag. So if he steals a Pachas from Sheva Bruta, he's Chayiv Mises Bezdin. It's Chayiv Mises Bezdin. It's interesting. Today, in society today, they don't give Misa to Ganovim, Kadeh Gazalon. They don't give Misa to murderers. Right? They don't give Misa. There's no Misa. There's no capital punishment today. So Lichayiv society today, which has to follow Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Noyach, by not having capital punishment, they're over on Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Because that's intrinsic, an intrinsic halacha, Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, as horason zu misoson. Murderers, if they have Avodah Zorah, Gazlonim, right?
Can you say the Machana?
Oh, so there is a Chelkes Yoyov. There's a Chelkes Yoyov that says that the society is Meichel the Oynish of Mises Bezdin by the case of a Gazlan. He doesn't say it. I don't think they can be meichel it by a Oyved Avodah Zorah or a murderer. But by the case of a Gazlan, just like they have the ability to be meichel the moment itself, right? So they can be meichel the Oynish on that moment. That's a Chelka Chiddish in the Chelkes Yoyev. Because he raises this question. But that would only work by a Gazlan. That would not work by a murderer or by an adulterer. You know, the other Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. But that's what the Chelkes Yoyev wants to be Mechadish. Right? Yes?
Bezdin B'nei Noyach is Chayiv. That's the Mitzvah of Dinim.
The Rambam says, what's Dinim? They have to be done on the other six mitzvahs and give out and mete out the punishment that the Torah requires. That's dinim, right? And if they're not, if they don't do dinim, right? What does the Rambam say by Shechem? Why was the city of Shechem chayiv misa? That Shimon Levi went in the long Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach, right? On what was the justification of the Shimon Levi to kill out the city of Shechem? So he quotes the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Melachim, that the Rambam says, because the city of Shechem did not punish Shechem ben Hamor, right, for what he did, for the avera that he did, and therefore they themselves were chayiv misa. Okay, the Ramban disagrees with that, but dinim is that their bezdin, they have to be done on the other six mitzvahs and mete out the noinesh that the Torah requires. Okay, so. So it's a problem. It's a problem. We know there are many problems in society. This is one of the problems that they don't even think about. But from a halachic standpoint, right, this is a problem. Okay. So Rashi says what? Rashi gives two pshatim in this, that when modia lechet shichcha and peya. One pshat in Rashi is that we tell them that. That aniyim who come into their fields to take lechet shichcha and peya, right? They're not gazlonim; they have a right to it. So don't go ahead and kill them when they take the lechet shichcha and peya, because they'll think they're gazlonim, right? And therefore, since they're so makbid on momin, even pachas mishaver pruta, they might kill the aniyim who come into the fields to take the lechet shichcha and peya, right? That's one pshat in Rashi. Second pshat in Rashi that we tell them. Ovon lechet shichcha empeya. That's the lashon haGemara. Ovon lechet shichcha empeya. And since they're so machbid on momin that they never go pachas mishaver pruto, we tell them the ovon lechet shichcha empeya that you have to know that you have to leave over lechet shichcha empeya for the aniyim. There's a mitzvah, and maybe therefore as a result of that they'll change their minds about the gerus, because they're so machbid even on not to give up a poches mishav epruta, so maybe they'll be machbid not to give up the lechet shichcha and peya. And Rashi likes the second shot better than the first shot. What's his reason? Why does he like the second shot better than the first shot? Because it says, the Gemara says, the loshin of ovon lechet shichcha and peya. Right? Ovon lechet shichcha and peya. So, in other words, if you don't give lechet shichcha and peya, you have an aveira of not giving lechet shichcha and peya. Right? That's the second pshat. The first pshat, it should have said what? We just tell them about lechet shichcha and peya, not ovon, the aniyim have a right to the lechet shichcha and peya, so don't go ahead and kill them. So why does it say ovon lechet shichcha and peya? So Rashi agrees with the second pshat. Yes.
Where does the grease A Jew steals from a goy,
so there's a whole sugya in Sanhedrin about that. And Jew steals from a goy, so you're not allowed to steal gezalaku mizosur, right? Then you have to return. You have to return. Even pachas mishav epruta, you have to return. You would have to return to him. Yeah, but when a chayiv misa is stealing from a goy, they're chayiv misa, whether they steal from another goy or they steal from a Yisrael. Right, they are going to be chayav misa. It's a sugya in Sanhedrin, and also a sugya in Sanhedrin Ayin Beis, and there's a sugya in the end of Erevin also about goyim steel. There's a machlokes Rashi and Tosis at the end of Erevin. Yeah, okay. I have to look that up about Kom Le Bidrabimne, but the Kom Le Bidrabimne applies by Goyim. But that's the Gemara here. A Marbi Molov and Bedachtiki Molov, Omer Rav Elazar, Maikro, Dichtiv, Ateriki Misametzes, Hilo Leches, Ito, Vatechta, Ludaber Elechon, Omi and Rus, right? Omer lo oselon tchum Shabbos bashetel chiyelech oselon yichud bashetolin yolim mafgidinun sheish meyos v'yugimul mitzis ameichan mi oselon avoyes kuchomim velokayech elokoi arba mitzis nimsu lebezim bashetol muzi omus beis kvorim nimsu lebezim v'shom mekover miyad v'terek imisam mitzis yilo leches. So after she was modia mitzis mitzis kalis v'chamurus. Okay, the big question is why dafka these mitzvahs, why specifically these mitzvahs, and so I want to talk a little bit. I'm not going to say over. You have to go through the Marsha on this and the Orech Laner, but to focus on, I want to focus on one or two nekudis. First of all, the Marsha asked the kasha by the Issa Avodah Zorah. And she said, Elokayech Elokoi, right? B'nei noyach rosa mitzuv in Avodah Zorah. So what was the chiddush? The chayru, when you modia mitzvahs to a ger, prospective ger, you tell them new mitzvahs, that they were not mitzuv in as part of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. So what was the chiddush when she said, when she told them, we're mitzuv in Avodah Zorah, right? Anybody know an answer?
Yeah,
Okay, okay. There are a few answers. One answer, the Marsha asked this kasha. Marsha says a doichak teretz. He says that she was telling her that you have to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's what she meant. It's like an abizrael, but it's a pretty far-fetched abizrael or avodah zarah, right? It's just ki'ilu ein lo eloha, right? That's what she told her. The mitzvah eson in the back of the Gemara says that there are isurim of avodah zarah for Yisrael that don't apply to a ben noyach. Yisrael is also to get hanor from an idol. Ben noyach has no isa hanor. Right, takrovis avodah zorah is also behanor for Yisrael, right, and that's not also for bnei noach. Ben noach is also to worship avodah zorah, right, but he's not. But the other aspects of the isa hanor is not mitzvah to a ben noach. A Yisrael is not allowed to keep an idol in his house, right? Losovit teyoyve el beisecha. Right, and Ben Noach doesn't have that is. So various mitzvahs that are branches, extensions of Avodah Zorah, but not the actual worship of Avodah Zorah apply to Yisrael. So that's what she was telling. The Oruch Laner and the Inayin LaMishpat both have another pshat, which is very important, and I want to focus a little bit on this pshat. They say that she was telling her about the Issa of Shituf. That applies by Ben Noach, but doesn't apply. That applies by Yisrael, but doesn't apply by Ben Noach. Anybody know what Shituf is? What is Shituf? Yeah?
I think it's like two or three gods that agree. There's a partnership of gods.
Partnership of gods. In other words, the Trinity. You believe in Hashem, but you also believe in other gods. Like the Christians have the Trinity, right? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Who says this?
The Oruch Laner and the Einayim LaMishpat. And a Yisrael is mitzvah on Shituf. We have to believe in one God. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And the Oruch Laner says that a Ben Noach is not mitzvah on Shituf. In other words, this is the big question. Are Christians of the Avodah Zorah? They believe in a Trinity. They believe in God. But they also believe part of the Godhead is there are partners. So that's Shituf. We call that Shituf. And so our Goyim, our B'nai Noach Mitzuvah and Shituf. So the Reuch Laner is saying they're not Mitzuvah. Yisrael is Mitzuvah and Shituf because we have to believe in Hashem Echad. Right? So, and this is a major, major shaila in the poskim, rishonim, and achronim, whether a ben noach is mitzvah in shituf, a big nafkamina, is whether a ben noach, whether Christians are of the avodah zorah, that means are their churches beis avodah zorah, right? Do they make yayin nesech, that it's also bahanor, because they are of the avodah zorah, and many nafkaminas. So one of the nafkaminas is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. There's a Ramah in Orachayim Kuf Nun Vav. Orachayim Kuf Nun Vav. The Ramah says like this, based on the Tosis and Bechoyrus, that base on the base, the end of the Tosis there, the Ramah passes, Yesh Mekilim Basiya Shutvis Im Ha'akum Bizman Azeh. Gemara says, Gemara Bechoyrus says, you're not supposed to become a Shutuf with an Ovid Avodah Zorah. Why? Because maybe you'll have a dispute, and you'll cause him to take a Shvuah, and he'll swear in the name of his Avodah Zorah. And the Torah says, Shem Elohim Acherim lo saskiru v'lo yisham alpicha. You should not cause other people, right, other people to mention their Avodah Zorah. Right? So you shouldn't become a shutuf with an Eved Avodah Zorah. So Tosis says, Bizman hazeh, we're allowed to become shutfim in business with goyim. Mishum sheina akum bizman hazeh nishboyim ba'avodah zorah. Afagav shemaskirim ba'avodah zorah. Mekomakom kavonosom la'osei shemayim va'oretz. Elo shemishtatfim shem shemayim v'dov ha'acher. The goyim bizman hazeh, meaning the Christians, or mishate shem shemayim v'dova acher, ulo matzino sheyesh bazeh lifnei iver, darei eina mitzuvim ala shituf. Goyim are not mitzuvim on shituf. So therefore, the Rama says, you can become a shutuf with him, because even if there'll be a dispute and he'll take a shvuah, right, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, right, so there, that's not, he's not mitzuvim on that. because he's not mitzuv in Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Echad. Not by Bnei Noach. That's what the Ramah paskins. Based on Tosis and Bechiris and Tosis and Sanhedrin, that's Amar Gimel on the base. Right? So Pashtus, the Ramah is saying that there is no Issa Shituv by Goyim, by Bnei Noach, just like the Orech Laner says. Orech Laner. Yes. Shituv means you believe in Hashem, but you believe that Hashem. What?
Who's Hashem?
Hashem is Hashem. Right? Hashem is Hashem. Whatever name you call it, Hashem is a supreme being, right? Supreme being, the same Hashem that we believe in, but you also believe that he has certain partners, right?
He's not supreme.
They're all supreme, but you believe in Hashem. That's Shituv. That's Shituv.
Regular Avodah Zorah,
you don't believe in Hashem. You bow down to this idol. You believe that this idol has kreiches. That this idol has certain powers, certain might, and you don't believe in Hashem. You don't believe. Mi Hashem, Pyro said, right? You believe in the sun or the moon. Created things that were created, right? Things that were created, physical things, right? That's Avodah Zorah. But you believe in Hashem. The Muslims, are the Muslims like the Avodah Zorah? They believe in Hashem. They call him Allah, but they believe in the same God that we believe in. That they have a different name for him. So Christians also believe in our God. But they say there's a Trinity. Not all Christians believe in the Trinity. There's Unitarians only believe, right? They don't believe in the Trinity, right? So they... So that's shituv. Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a little bit of a different definition in terms of shituv. He says that all three of them cannot be, if all three of them are equal, so then that's mamash avodah zarah, even for the goyim. But if he believes that there's a father who's supreme, and then there are like underlings, right, the Son and the Holy Ghost, so then that would, if they're underlings, so then that would be called shituf, and they're not mitzuveh in that. But whether goyim or mitzuveh in shituf is not poshut, or not mitzuveh in shituf is not poshut at all. Not poshut at all.
Isn't that how Avodah Zarah started, though?
What?
Isn't that how Avodah Zarah started in Darabana? With HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the supreme, but there being
Enochanami. But then it became real Avodah Zarah. It started off as not being real Avodah Zarah according to these shittas. According to shittas that they're not mitzvah in shittu, but then it became real Avodah Zarah. They bowed down to the sun and the moon and to the wooden and stone idols, and right? And we have real Avodah Zarah in the world today, right? Yeah, real Avodah Zarah in the Far East, for sure. Buddhism, Hinduism, right? These are real Avodah Zarah, right? That's why they had the whole Shetel controversy a few years ago, right? Was because it was people believed that it was really Takroivis Avodah Zarah. They were makriv to the Avodah Zarah. And for us, that's also Bahanur. Maybe not for them. It's not also Bahanur for them. It's also to be makriv, that's for sure. It's also to be makriv a carbon to Avodah Zarah. But does it become also Bahanur? So that was the whole basis of the controversy. There is a Noida Behuda, a Mi'il Tzedakah, and many other Achroinim, who Shar Ephraim, who say the following, that the Ramah does not mean to say that Bnei Noach are not mitzuvah in Shituv. They are mitzuvah in Shituv. That's Avodah Zorah for them as well. All the Ramah is saying is that when they take a shvua, the issa of causing them to take a shvua b'shem Avodah Zorah is only if they're taking a shvua exclusively b'shem Avodah Zorah. But if they're taking a shvua in the name of shituf, in the name of Trinity, so then, although that's Avodah Zorah for them, to worship a Trinity, and the Christians are of the Avodah Zorah, but the Issa, all the Ramah is saying is that the Issa of Lo Yisham, of Lo Yisham, Shem Elohim Acherim, Lo Saskiru, to cause them to take that Shavua, that's only if they're only mentioning the Shem Avodah Zorah. But if they're mentioning the Meshatish Shem Shamayim V'dova Acher, then there's no Issa Shuvah. So that's why the Ramah says, that's what the Ramah is saying, there's no Issa Shutvis Mitzvah Azeh, because to cause them to take that Shuvah is not going to be a problem. But if they worship, to worship a Shituf, that is Avodah Zorah for them as well. That's the Noi Behuda, the Meal Tzedokah, the Chasam Seifer, the Prima Godim, the Shar Ephraim, but the Shach understands the Ramah, that the Ramah is saying that there's no Issa Avodah Zorah of Shituf by Goyim. And that's the way the Orach Laner understood it. And the Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuris, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Zayin, says the following: Hanoitzrim Oivdei Avodah Zorah Hein Ustam Yenom Osu Behano Masha'enkein Hayishme'elim Einom Ovdei Avodah Zorah V'yenom Osu Bishtia Umuta Behano. The Muslims are not Ovdei Avodah Zorah. If they touch wine, it's Osu Bishtia, it's not Osu Behano. But Notzrim, the Christians, are Ovdei Avodah Zorah, the Rambam says, and therefore if they touch wine, it becomes Osu Behano, like any other Avodah Zorah. Why? So he's because the Rambam held that Christianity is Avodah Zorah, and this is one nafkamina. The other nafkamina is in terms of going into a church, visiting a church. It's a beis Avodah Zorah, and that's basically the way most poskim hold lahalocha. Rav Avadi Yosef has a tshuva about it. It's also, and Rav Moshe says also, to enter a church because it's a beis Avodah Zorah, right? It's a beis Avodah Zorah because the Christians are Ovdei Avodah Zorah. A mosque, however, it's not a beis Avodah Zorah because they're not Ovdei Avodah Zorah. Right? So there's the only reason why it's also tend to a mosque is because of Pikuach Nefesh, it's Sakonas Nefoshes. Right? But otherwise there would be no Issa Mitzad going into a beis Avodah Zorah. Right? Except that Tzitz Eliezer has a very strange tshuva. He says it's also tend to a mosque. It's also, Islam is also Avodah Zorah. Mm-hmm. Tzitz Eliezer, yeah. It's a very strange tshuva. Based on Iran and Sanhedrin, that Islam is Avodah Zorah because they used to, when they're bowing down, they're really bowing down not to Hashem, they're bowing down to Mohammed. And that's Avodah Zorah, bowing down to a spirit of a person who was created, so something like that. But even though it doesn't seem that that's exactly what they're doing, what their kavona is, but that's a Tzitz Eliezer. But lemaise, most poskim hold that Christianity, that Bnei Noach are mitzuve on shituf, from the Ramah and the Shach in Yeridea. The Shach in Yeridea certainly interprets the Ramah that they are not mitzuve on shituf. So, and the Orach Laner interprets it that way as well. And so that's the pshat that the Orach Laner gives in our Gemara, right? That we tell them about Avodah Zorah, that Yisrael is mitzuvah on shituf, even though a Ben Noach was not mitzuvah on shituf. Just two more nekudis. You know what? We'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll continue. Tomorrow, what I want to do tomorrow is finish up this Gemara, and then I want to talk about, I gave a shiur in Young Israel. Were you there, Mati? Yeah. Shuas? Yeah. Yeah, I want to give part of that shiur tomorrow about Rus and Orpa, right? When were they actually Megaya? When were they, the Machlan and Kilya marry them when they were Goyim, or were they actually Megaya then? Okay? And you heard a shiur on this?
No, I just remember
asking
this question.
Yeah, so for this Gemara, what does it seem? What does it seem? Rus was Megaya afterwards. Yeah. When she was returning with Naomi, Teretz Yisrael, then Naomi was Modiah Ha, Mitzas, Mitzas, Kalos, Vechamuris, right? So it seems she was Megaya afterwards. That means Machla Vekilian married her, right? They married the Rus and Orpah when they were goyim, right? So that's Gedolei Yisrael. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. And so finish up these Marim Lechaim. We only got through a small part of today's shiur. So finish up these Marim Lechaim, and tomorrow I'll give you just a few more. Okay.
Greek mythology.
Mamishavidazor?
No, they believe in multiple.
No, but they believe in idols, actual idols. They bow down to, they have idols of Zeus, and you ever see the pictures of Zeus?
Right.
Long beard.
They believe that is just the representation of
Right. The... Yeah, no, but that's Avodah Zarah. You would represent HaKadosh Baruch and bow down to this idol. This is HaKadosh Baruch.
No, there's difference between believing that the idol itself has no clothes.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter. Chazan said it doesn't matter. If you bow down to the idol because you feel this represents. Because it represents a certain spirit that has kaychas. That's what Sarabin is about. That's a
big issue. Isn't that what Sheet of Is saying, that there's more than one spirit? It wasn't mean like the Christians believe in our God. The God definition is one.
No. They believe in God. They believe in a God. In our God? They believe in God. When they say in God we trust. But everybody believes that the Christians believe in that. But they say there's also a Joshua.